This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm sitting down with Sharon Miller and Brianne Waller. I've got to get that right, haven't I? You corrected me off tape, and now I'm going to get it much better. Anyway, I apologise for butchering your name. Sharon and Brianne are with Friends Feeding Friends, which is an organisation here in town, and I hope that you'll tell me a little bit about what it is. Sharon.
Well, Friends Feeding Friends got our start back in 2018 when a local counselor at one of the elementary schools put out a survey to the kids at her school asking, are you ever hungry over a weekend? 30% of the children answered yes, that some weekend during a month they experienced some hunger.
30%?
Yes, and that's about the percent, too, of children in our school district who qualify for free and reduced price lunches. So she recognized that there was a need to reach these children. They can get food. There's food available during the school week, but when they go home, sometimes the cupboards are bare. So I don't know if you know Susan and Larry Patrick. Mm-hmm. They own a lot of radio stations. Their chosen charity is Blessings in a Backpack. In 2018, they made a donation to Blessings in a Backpack of money, and then Blessings in a Backpack gave the snack packs that go in the kids' backpacks to our schools here in Johnson County. And that's how we got our start. It started with Blessings in a Backpack, and Heather decided, no, we need more nutritious food than just a couple of snacks for these kids to take home. So we formed our organization, formed an advisory board, recruited volunteers, started raising money, and started putting bags of weekend food. It's like enough food for three meals that a child can make themselves into children's backpacks who the counselors and teachers knew were probably the kids that were going to need it. You know, you start with the free and reduced price list, and then the counselors just know what kids are struggling. So our numbers have stayed pretty consistent. There's about 1,200 children in our school district. If 30% of the children are hungry on the weekends or get free and reduced price food, you would expect to reach about 400 kids. We're right now sending home about 130 bags a week.
It's 135. It's usually like right around there.
What we found is that the younger age kids are happy to take home bags of food, but up when you start getting to middle school and high school, there's a stigma there. They don't want to be seen taking bags home. So to kind of work around that problem, we have established pantries in the middle schools, the high schools, and the KC all grade school, and there are full meals available for kids at any time. They can grab a snack or put some food, you know, some canned spaghetti or whatever in their backpacks to take home for the weekend. So we are, gosh, Brianne, how much are we spending on pantries a week right now?
Oh, probably easily $600 a week, easily.
Just to keep the pantry stocked. Now, when we fill our weekend bags, a lot of that food comes from Wyoming Food Bank, so it's at no cost to us. And the Blessings in the Backpack, snack packs are no cost to us. But the pantries... And we also send home fresh fruit and bread products every week. And that costs us money. So we're working with local grocers here to backfill from the Wyoming food pantry.
This sounds amazing. So if I'm a kid who might be a little bit hungry, who, you know, food at home is a little unreliable. And let's be honest, you know, food prices have gone up dramatically.
Oh, no kidding.
A lot of people are feeling the economic pinch right now. And it can just be very challenging sometimes just to put a meal on a table, let alone a kind of a healthy and nutritious meal. If I'm a kid who's hungry, how does it work? I mean, how do I connect in with the student counselor? How do I get around the what you've talked about sort of the awkwardness or the stigma of saying that you're hungry and wanting food? How does that work in the schools?
I think a kid could go to any of the counselors and say, you know, and we don't have any income requirements. There's no rules, like basically if there's a need. And so if new kids come into the school, they automatically are opted in. And then if they don't want the bags, then they can opt out. That's, mm-hmm. And so, but if, you know, there may be someone who's like, oh, we're doing fine now, and then our parents lost their jobs or whatever, you know. So they can go to any of the teachers and just say, hey.
Or school staff.
Yeah, school staff. And what's nice is we, as Friends Feeding Friends, don't know which kids are receiving. So it's very anonymous. Like, none of us, the counselors, know which bags need a bag, you know? And so they tell us, like, hey, I need 35 bags this week. And then we just take them the bags, then they send them with whomever is needed.
And those go out on a Friday at the end of the school day?
Yeah, so we fill bags on Wednesdays, and then we work with the high school FFA. They deliver all the bags to the schools on Thursday mornings. So they have their food bags by Friday, so they have through the weekend.
So if I'm a parent, I'm a bit worried that I can't make it to the end of the month and I haven't got enough money for food. I could encourage my child just to dip in, you know, as and when they need to. It doesn't have to be every week. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of food. It doesn't have to be three meals for the whole weekend. It could be whatever they think.
Sure, they could go and say, you know, like, it's the end of the month, I need a bag this month. But we also offer, at the Cotamp dentist office where we're located, they've been so kind to give us their storage space. So that's where we pack bags. That's kind of where our home base is. And so we have a tub of food bags in the lobby of the dentist, like when you just walk in, where anyone can come in and grab a bag anytime the dentist is open. So it's very anonymous that way too. Like, we don't know who's coming in to get it, but it's there if it's needed. So,
and then also Compass.
Yeah, and we also send them the Compass Family Center. Mm-hmm. But we're doing so many exciting things. Like, now I want to hop into the mini pantries, but I feel like...
Yeah, tell us about the mini pantries.
So for a long time, we've wanted to collaborate with the food pantry, with the
Bread of Life
food pantry. And so the Heather, so sweet, she contacted the Buffalo Bulletin, and they had some of the old newspaper boxes just sitting on the side of their building. So we contacted them and said, hey, would you be willing to give us these boxes? And so we got this idea from the Sheridan Food Group in Sheridan. And so we have six boxes. We connected with the Create Club at the high school, and they've painted them all. And so we're going to have these mini pantries placed in specific areas around town where it may be harder to get to the grocery store or... and so we're teaming with the Bread of Life, and we will have,
that's the food pantry.
The food pantry. Right. And so they're going to help, they're going to fill boxes, and we're going to fill boxes together. We'll have volunteers adopt a box. So a family can adopt a box, and then they would come either to the food pantry or to Friends Feeding Friends, grab the food that they need, but it would be them who...
stocked it.
Yeah, who keeps it stocked and make sure it's full.
So
yeah.
What kind of locations would I be able to find those in?
We haven't distributed them yet. We're still working on locations, but we're looking at strategic locations, like on the edge of town, like mm-hmm. out by the animal shelter or out by Turkey Lane, that kind of far-flung reaches of town.
Right, and so what will they... They'll have some kind of...
They'll just be open where anybody can help themselves.
Yeah, we've removed all the money mechanism. Right.
So are you worried about somebody just cleaning you out? Or honor system?
Well, honor system and also, you know, like, I feel like if somebody did clean it out, maybe it's really for a purpose. Like, you just never really know, you know? So between the food pantry and us, we feel like it's just going to be a great way to reach people maybe who aren't being reached now.
Or who don't feel that they want to show their face.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So they can just go do that. Like.
So there sounds like there's a lot of logistics to this. You mentioned that you've pulled in other volunteer organizations. You know, the high school have their FFA who kind of help you on a regular basis. But how does this work? And who does the shopping? Rhian does the shopping.
I do the shopping.
Rhian is our one and only paid employee.
Right.
So it used to be me, and I just got too old for this stuff, so for the physical labor. So we put an ad in the newspaper, did a bunch of interviews, and chose Brian as our assistant program coordinator. So she does the shopping. Although you do have volunteer gentlemen who take the snacks to the schools now, right?
So I really tried, when I started working, I really, like, everything works better if you have volunteers. So I really got the high school kids involved. Now the Buffalo Christian Academy is now, we've got them involved. We have a lot of people who just want to volunteer. Mm-hmm. So there were two gentlemen who wanted to volunteer, and I was like, look, like, I buy enough snacks for, you know, five different schools. It's a lot just to go shopping for all of that stuff, let alone then go deliver it. And so I was like, oh, these guys, I'm like, you'd be my snack deliverer? So they're like, sure. So I get everything ready. They come in, take it to wherever it's supposed to
go. So are you going off on a weekly basis and doing a massive shop?
Yes.
Are you able to get a cost break on that?
Not so far. And I really try to do all of our shopping as local as possible, like, because that's our heart. Mm-hmm. But with the cost of food right now, like, it just doesn't make any sense, almost. Like, I have to go to a bigger, just because, yeah, well, and quantity-wise, it's hard to get 150 or 300 of something, you know? So there's a lot of logistics of just getting the amount of food that we need, but we always give fresh apples and oranges and stuff, and I always make sure we get that stuff locally, but when it comes to juice packs and stuff like that, if we can't get it from the food bank, I almost have to go to, like, a bigger place just to get the amount
that
I need.
So you're a full-time paid employee.
Part-time.
Yeah.
And how does the money work? So, you know, this food costs money. That's partly why you exist, isn't it? Because
yes.
Food costs money. So do you rely on donations? Are you a 501c3? Do you get grants? How does it all work?
I'd like to talk about money a little bit.
I'd love to hear about the money, because the money's at the heart of it, isn't it?
Well, it's our daily scramble to raise enough funds to pay. Our biggest expense is the food, and then Brian would be our second expense, and then the rest of it's just minor overhead, because we do have free rent, thanks to Dr. Brian and Becky Cotant. So I did some profit loss reports. Last year, we raised $43,000 and spent $40,000, so we're just pretty much raising what we're spending. However, this year, we have raised $47,000. We haven't done our ask letter yet, so we're hoping it's more. But we've already spent $53,000, so we're $13,000 more. It's a 25% more in expenses this year, and it's mostly because of the cost of food going up. When we started, we calculated that the price of a bag, one of the weekend bags we send home with the kids, was $8.50. We just went through the numbers again. It's gone up 75%, and it's $14.80. So we fundraise from the community, individuals, businesses. We apply for lots of grants, especially through the Wyoming Community Foundation. And I keep a spreadsheet and charts of, you know, how much is grants, how much of our income is individuals. It's pretty heavily reliant on grants.
$47,000 is a considerable amount for a small local organization.
I think so.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that you could always use more. How would people donate if they wanted to make a donation? And what sorts of donations are you looking for?
Money. And we have a donate button on our website, or you can send a check to our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 314 here in Buffalo.
And I will provide a link to all of
that. Thank you.
And so if people don't have money to give but would like to be involved, do you look for volunteers too?
Yes. So Buffalo is so great with volunteers.
It's amazing. I send
out one message at the beginning of the school year, because we need volunteers to fill bags every Wednesday. And I sent out one message saying we're looking for volunteers, and I had the entire school year calendar full within 2 days. So now I still have a bunch of people like, oh, we would love to volunteer. And I'm like, oh, like, we have to find spots.
But they can adopt our mini pantries for one thing.
Yeah, we'll have some new volunteer opportunities soon.
Yeah.
But we also recycle plastic bags. Like a lot of people, you know, their Walmart bags or grocery store bags. And so I haven't set them out this year because we had a ton of them. But we'll have recycle spots at each of the grocery stores and at Cloud Peak Elementary. So anybody can take any plastic bags that they have, as long as they're clean and like in good condition, then we use those bags to send home with the kids. So we're trying to also like recycle and be conscious of, you know.
I think that's great because I don't think, and I should be sure of this before I say it, but I don't think that the recycling center takes plastic sacks. And you do build them up, even if you try and be a recycler. Sometimes it's just not possible. And so it's great to know that there's somewhere that
Yes, and so reused. And so it's so handy for us. Then we need to volunteer because we've had some ladies count them into piles of 10 and then they wrap them. So then when it's my turn and I'm getting all the bags and everything set up for Wednesdays, I just have to grab 10 packs of 10 and I know, you know, like... And so, and they're already kind of flat and nice where I'm not just like counting random bags, you know? So there's those types of like little jobs that we always need help with. But but for like our bag packing, like it was full so quickly that there were even, I think, a few 4-H clubs and stuff that weren't even able to get on the calendar. But we've really built a great working community with the 4-H clubs, with the banks, with the, I mean, I feel like business almost has helped us to some degree. The engineers, KLNA. Yeah.
We have close to 20 individual groups that volunteer. We keep track of who our volunteers are.
Yeah. I particularly like to hear that you're encouraging and modeling to younger people about volunteering and, you know, caring for others that we live amongst.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we also have asked, because we get a big food, well, depending on what food is available from the food bank, we get one big load of food a month from the food bank. And then that's, you know, sometimes three pallets full of food. So I've reached out with the kids in the community, New West and the Christian Academy, and they've come and helped me unload and stuff, which is such a big help. And it's so nice because the kids get to see where the food's coming from, where it's located, how it works, you know. And so I just feel like it's so important for kids to understand not everybody has food in their refrigerators at home, and if you do, you're lucky, you know, like you're blessed. But also there's ways to give back if you are, you know, and so it's just been a great experience.
So what kind of food are you sending out?
Well, a lot of it depends on what's available from the food pantry, and especially like last year around this time, the food bank didn't have any food, so they sent us gift cards. I had to go shopping somewhere else just to get our food bag, but macaroni and cheese, pasta sauce,
peanut butter,
soups,
granola bars,
our pantry snacks are, I kind of get a little bit snackier because kids, I want them to grab it and eat it and not just, you know, but cheese sticks, Go-Gurts, we provided mini refrigerators to each of the schools. So the kids, if they need a cheese stick, if they're hungry, they didn't get breakfast that day or whatever, like there's an option. So anything that's kind of singularly packed that a kid can go in and grab, too, is really helpful. Because then, especially during COVID, that was even kind of before, but we couldn't have volunteers. We, you know, like the whole program kind of was down to just the board members. Yeah. And so it's just really nice to know what we're providing, you know, for the schools and the kids. And I've really tried to, especially at New West, talk to them about the stigma of a bag. Because I said, you know, I asked them how many of you kids have a job, you know, and they're like, And I'm like, and how much money do you make? You know, and they kind of said, and I said, okay, and if you went to the grocery store and bought a meal for your family, how much do you think? Like, if you can bring a bag of food home that helps feed you for the weekend, like, that's helpful for your whole family, not just you, you know, and trying to get them to see, like, it's not about being poor or not having stuff. It's like, how can I help my family? How can I help my grandma or my aunt or whoever I'm living with? You know, like, food is expensive, and it's so expensive now that if you can bring a food bag home, why not? You know,
and if there's more than one child per family, they each get a bag. It's not one bag per family, it's per kid.
Yeah.
And of course, this time of year, there's, you know, Thanksgiving through Christmas, there's a lot of emphasis on feasting and food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe families want to put some money aside to have a special feast, you know, and they can't afford the regular weekly food bill, but they could save up some money and have a feast on Thanksgiving or Christmas and so on instead.
Well, one wonderful thing that we've done for the second year in a row now is we provided a full Thanksgiving feast at New West. We did the turkeys, and the teachers and staff did all the sides, and those kids had from turkey to pumpkin pie on the Thursday
before.
And had
like a full-on, you know, dinner at school, and it was amazing because we learned that some of them had never had a true sit-down Thanksgiving, you know. So we think in Buffalo that the need may not be here, but once I started in this, I was like, wow, you know, there's a lot of need here. It's everywhere. So we always feed the kids the New West Thanksgiving. We did a Christmas brunch for them.
You just did the rotisserie chicken giveaway.
For Thanksgiving this year, I worked with DJs and got a rotisserie chicken and a bag of rolls and a can of green beans that went home in, like, with every bag. So they had to go pick up the chickens from the store. But just, so we tried, especially like in the holidays, to do something a little extra special. But last year, I think we sent home pizza cards. So we kind of like switch it up every year. So that's, yeah.
You mentioned the astonishing rise, 75% in a meal. Have you noticed that there are more people who are actually probably dipping into your service?
Yes.
Even if not regularly?
Our numbers are up, and also we're concerned because the free and reduced price, you know, it was 100% free lunches during COVID, thanks to USDA. That's gone away now. So not every kid puts in for the free and reduced price lunch. So, you know, we're reaching those kids, and our number of bags has gone up. I did mention, though, I should follow up with this number. I said that when we started, we did a survey and found that 30% of children experienced weekend hunger. We repeated that survey last November, and it's down to 12%. So we feel like
we're reaching success.
Yeah.
But that's a reason to keep going then.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're giving away between 4,000 and 5,000 bags per school year. So, you know, plastic bags, we go through a lot of plastic bags. And I put this together for the ask letter, we're over 18,000 bags that we've given away since we started. And that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg, because really, I think we're reaching many more children
through the pantries.
I think we estimated something like 500 visits a week at the schools. And it's big, that pantry.
And KC has really gone up this year. The KC pantry has really grown, like, in need. And
we've got a good advocate down there, so that's good.
Yeah, so it's really nice to see, like, how much we're growing, but with that growth, of course, comes a lot more cost. So
yeah.
We're looking like, okay, like, are we going to have to start budgeting what we can put in the pantries and stuff? Because we have been so blessed, like, I could kind of just go shopping. I didn't really have to think so much about how much exactly can I spend, because we...
Because I won't tell you to.
Yeah, yeah. So we had that, but now with, you know, and it seems like every time, even I go to Walmart, something that was $3 last week is now $4.50 this week. Like, it's just amazing how fast it's going up, where I'm just like, how long can we continue to sustain this? But we're growing so much that I'm like, okay, like, let's keep growing.
And we keep finding new grant sources.
Mm-hmm.
Green's been really helpful with that, too. So
yeah.
So you mentioned the ask letter. Can you tell me about that? What is the ask letter? This is a letter that's going out from you.
It's our annual winter fundraiser, and we send it to all the individuals who normally donate, reach out to businesses, everybody in the community that we keep a community resource list on our drive. And it's just a one-page letter, and then we've got a little card for them to check an amount they would like to donate, and they mail it back to us.
Can I share? Like, it used to be $200 would feed $240 would feed one kid for an entire school year. That number is now $600. So we pop from $240 for one kid. So if you want to be like, okay, I want to support one kid for a full year, then you'd be like, okay. Yeah, so when Sharon and I sat down, we're like, oh my gosh, it went from $240 to $600. That is because of the cost of food.
So and that's for the school year.
Mm-hmm. So
what happens outside of the school year and in the summer holidays? Are you able to serve? The location pickups are going to help.
Yeah, during the summer school, we offered bags every Friday. We would just have them pick up on the last day of summer school. And then last year we were approached by the Boys and Girls Club. So it was our first collaboration working with them. And we helped with some of the food, but a lot of it was just filling the lunch bags for the kids every day. So I went in and did that for them.
We paid for all those lunches, though.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. So we covered the lunch costs for Boys and Girls Club last summer, and then the summer before was COVID, so we did it all summer, that summer.
The school year, the school district that year of COVID decided to do grab-and-go lunches. I'm sure you're familiar with that, where any kid had to be on a list, but they could drive through with their parents and grab lunches, and we gave away bags. And that was very successful. Once a week. They gave out lunches every day. I think we went every Thursday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we've done to try to reach kids during the summer is have, we fill 100 bags or 50 bags, put them in tubs, put them out in the Cotamp parking lot like once a week, and put it out on social media, and it's there all day. Just come grab a bag, so that we were able to reach kids that way. But as Brian mentioned earlier, we don't know who these families are. We don't know who these kids are. So it's not like we can deliver to them. You know, it's anonymous to us. So what we can do is make the food available and say, come and get it.
Okay. Well, it sounds a wonderful program that probably is a relief to many. And I appreciate you spending some time talking to me today. Good luck with your venture with the next steps. And I will make sure that I provide links should people want to know more. Either sounds like you're good with volunteers, but you could always use donations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so please.
Okay, so if you're wondering about a good thing to donate to locally at this Christmas time, Friends Feeding Friends should definitely be on your list.
Like, that's the thing. And we reach KC too, and so we will have a mini pantry located in KC as well. So yeah, it's just, your money is going to go to the kids here, and that's...
Let me add one thing. We are a 501c3, so donations are tax deductible, and we acknowledge every single donation with a letter, so free to tax records.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your time and explaining about this wonderful organization. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.